Hello.
Hello. My name is Liz, and I'm calling with Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll for South Dakota Newswatch and the Cheeseman Center for Democracy to provide accurate public opinion of citizen preferences to better inform policymakers in the state. Are you a registered voter in the state of South Dakota?
Yes.
Okay, and what is your current official party voter registration, Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. There is a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota that would provide the regulation of abortion based on the stage of pregnancy. It proposes the following. During the first trimester, it would prevent the state from regulating abortions. During the second trimester, the state could regulate the abortion decisions, but any regulation must be reasonable related to physical health of the mother. And during the third trimester, abortion could be prohibited, except if it is necessary to preserve the life or health of the pregnant woman, according to her physician. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment of South Dakota Constitution?
Support.
Thank you. Another proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota will establish open primaries for governor, Congress, state legislative, and county races. All candidates, regardless of party, would be on the same primary ballot on the top two vote getters would advance to the general election. Do you support or oppose?
Yes.
Support or oppose?
Support.
Okay. A proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota would eliminate the state 4.5% grocery tax, prohibiting the state from taxing anything sold for human consumption, except alcoholic beverages and prepared food. Municipalities may continue to impose such taxes. Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a change in the state law to create a school voucher system, which would allow parents to use the state tax dollars designated for their child's education to pay to send them to a private or charter school? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you. Thinking about candidates running for office such as governor, senator, or state legislator, how does a candidate's support for Donald Trump factor into your voting decision? Will only vote for a candidate if they support Trump? More likely to support a candidate if they support Trump? Less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump? Will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump? Or support of Trump is not a factor in your decision?
I would not vote for a
candidate
if they support who supports Trump.
Okay.
Yes, that's right.
Thank you. Now I would like to ask you a few questions about health of democracy. In general, how confident are you that the American election results reflect the will of the people? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Very confident.
Thank you. Do you accept the outcome of the 2020 presidential elections or not?
I do accept the outcome of the 2020 elections.
Okay, so the question is, do you accept the outcome of the 2020 presidential elections? Yes or no?
Yes, I do. I do.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. How much trust, if any, do you have in each of the following? Local election officials in your county, a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, or not trust at all?
A fair amount of trust.
Thank you. Election officials in Republican states.
What is the third?
Fair amount, not that much trust, or not at all?
Not so much trust.
Okay. State election officials in South Dakota.
Not so much trust.
Okay. And election officials in the Democratic states.
A trust.
A fair amount or a great deal?
A fair amount. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes your view of American democracy today? There is no current threat to American democracy. American democracy is being tested, or American democracy is under attack?
American democracy is under attack.
Okay, thank you. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American culture and values. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American democracy. Agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And is your age between 18 and 34, 35, 49, 50, and 64, or over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. That concludes with our survey. I thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.